It's here and now. I'm Zoe Clark. 4 days. We are now 4 days away from the Michigan presidential primary. Rick Pluta is Lansing bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. And Rick, we are almost there.
Yes, we are. And wahoo, what a game. The score is always changing. That at this juncture, and I'm sure we'll be seeing more very soon, that we have a Rasmussen poll that puts Mitt Romney ahead of Rick Santorum outside the margin of error. It would be an actual lead.
And then there's the new Mitchell poll.
Romney is still in the lead, but this one is inside the margin of error. That is a statistical tie. But I think perhaps more important than where specifically the numbers are at, it's what direction we're seeing the race taking.
The all-important trend. So rather than just looking at one or two polls, you're looking at which direction the numbers are moving.
Yes. And you raise a very good point that a lot of times, you know, we focus a lot on that sort of or a lot of the media does on that, you know, if the election were held today, then this would be the result kind of coverage. And political professionals certainly care about that, but they care more about what the spread is, what the gap is between the candidates, and then what direction everything is taking. And right now, everything seems to be moving in Mitt Romney's direction.
And now let's talk Newt Gingrich, who has not shown up in Michigan.
No, he hasn't. And as a matter of fact, the Gingrich campaign confirmed what we have suspected, that Gingrich is not going to be actively campaigning in Michigan and is really leaving Michigan to Rick Santorum to chew on Mitt Romney.
And so this idea is this, that if Gingrich leaves Michigan open to play for Santorum, that some of the voters who might have voted for Gingrich will vote for Santorum, which will then hurt Romney, because Gingrich is hoping post-Tuesday into Super Tuesday that it might be a race between Gingrich and Santorum rather than Gingrich and Romney.
Gingrich has made the case in other states that the conservative vote, the anti-Romney conservative vote, is actually big enough to defeat Romney if it would only coalesce behind one candidate. And Michigan is the chance for that experiment to be tested. But now there's a new wrinkle in that.
And that is Ron Paul and the Mitt Romney bromance.
They do seem to like each other, that Ron Paul has scheduled a series of Michigan stops, even though Michigan is not the kind of state where Ron Paul has been saying he will play well. But nevertheless, Ron Paul is coming to Michigan, which could splinter that anti-Romney vote.
And Ron Paul has even bought an ad in Michigan.
Santorum voted to send billions of our tax dollars to dictators in North Korea and Egypt, and even hooked Planned Parenthood up with a few million bucks. Rick Santorum, a fiscal conservative? Fake.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
And if it weren't for that little disclaimer at the end, you wouldn't even know that that was a Ron Paul ad, a takedown of Rick Santorum, which begs the question, what is Ron Paul doing in Michigan? Is he running against Santorum and Romney, or is this Ron Paul tour really just an effort to splinter the anti-Romney vote?
And with Gingrich out of the picture, hoping that people that would vote for him will vote for Santorum, you have some crazy bedfellows going on right now in this state.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can chart it out. So a vote for Rick Santorum is also a vote for Newt Gingrich. A vote for Newt Gingrich is actually a vote for Romney, and a vote for Ron Paul is also a vote for Romney. However, a vote for Romney is only a vote for Romney.
Perfect. And that's how these sort of presidential campaigns work, right? They make perfect sense.
Right. It all makes perfect sense.
Rick Pluta is Lansing bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.
On third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking...